Port Adelaide Football Club take on the West Coast Eagles in their knockout final. And one of the coaches is Brendan Layden, joins us now. Lady, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. How you going?
Lady.
Hey, did you have any time off, mate? We heard the players had 3 or 4 days off. Did you get a chance to take a little break yourself?
Yeah, we had 3 or 4 days off as well, but still took the West Coast and Adelaide game away with us and had a look at that. But yeah, we got 3 or 4 days off, which was nice.
Mm. Well, you go to Kangaroo Island and do some cockle diving. What'd you do?
It's a bit cold there this time of year, mate, so just go there in the summer.
Okay, let's start with the Magpies on Saturday. Had a good win over Sturt. Continuing in the good form of those blokes that haven't quite been able to break into the side, but they're keeping their names in front of the selectors.
Yeah, it was actually a great game. Went to Adelaide Oval and watched Sturt and Magpies play. And for anyone there, they all agree that it was a great game. Port played well in the first half, and we had some really good players. And Tringo played well. Lobie, really started well, and Impey played well as well. So the second half, Double Blues played really well and made it an interesting game right to the end.
Okay, and what do you think about all the negativity around the Magpies? They can play this bloke, play that bloke, and it's unfair for the comp. What, have you got any political thoughts on that?
I haven't really heard much of that banter, but my understanding is, and it's really hard for the players not playing in the AFL to go back to 8 or 9 different separate clubs and play football and then try and pick them. We try and give them the best opportunity to play AFL, and if we can play, if our Magpies can play very similar to how we play, makes the transition a lot easier for us. So for a club, we think it's very beneficial for us.
Yep, overreaction for all that negativity. Selection seems to be on everyone's lips, Port supporters and us. We're thinking, what are you going to do? You going to back in the rookies or get some experience back in there? What are your first thoughts there, lady?
Yeah, well, the team that's been playing has been playing quite well, and we've obviously got some kids in that. But look, we'll train tomorrow and Thursday, and we'll assess all the Magpies games and who played well, and see if anyone can improve our side. Because if someone can improve our side against West Coast, we'll bring them in. If we don't think they will, we'll stick with the same 22.
So you've got 4 blokes who have played under 10 games. You don't have a fixed philosophy that says, you know what, that's too many inexperienced blokes for a final. It's the number of games you played is just a number, and you'll just pick your best side. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because it doesn't even cross our mind in match committee how that guy's under 10 games or that guy's over 200 games. It's just, if they're in good form, we'll play them. And Ken's been pretty strong on that all year. And the guys who play consistent form in the SNFL have generally got a shot at the AFL. And if they play well there, they've kept their spot. And, Jake Need's probably a great example of that. He's, had 4 or 5 good weeks at the SNFL Magpies. And then he come up and he's transferred that form over, and it's been one of our best half forwards for the last part of the year.
You mentioned you took the game, the West Coast Adelaide game, away when you had a break. What did you take out of that match in terms of something you need to be careful of when you play the Eagles?
Oh, there's a lot of things you've got to be careful of into the Eagles. That's been the top side, over in Perth, and they had a few out the Crows, but you still got to perform, and they did that well under pressure. So that's a massive tick. But for us, they're a great intercept marking team. They've they're number one in the comp. So for our forwards, for our for our midfielders, not letting them mark the ball is going to be crucial, and giving our small forwards a chance when the ball hits the ground. So we'll be doing our best to get the balls on the ground and see how we go from there.
Your record against them is good. Can you take that confidence into a final?
We'd hope so. They beat us over here, round 7, and we beat them in round 16 over there. So both games have been really tight games and close games. So we're expecting another close game this week. We're both on our last chance and lose you out. So we're both going hell for leather. We both had a week off, both a lot fresher. So all goes well for a good game.
What does the main training session look like to the Port group now? We're going to go out there tomorrow. In other words, what are you working on and what can you fine-tune or tweak, or is it more just focusing on one or two things coming into a finals campaign, lady?
It's probably just a few little growth areas, Rowie. It's, we've improved a lot of areas over our game in the whole season. Our D50 kicking's been very, very good from our backs, so that's something we've improved this year. And for us, our inside 50s, we're one of the highest, if not the highest, inside 50 team in the comp, so we just need to make more of some of our opportunities when we're going inside 50. So that's always been a work in progress the whole year. And Hopefully we will train that a little bit and hopefully get a little bit better for the game.
Yeah, that's going to be the interesting one because that was the downfall last time you played each other. It was here in Adelaide. You had 29 more entries but still only kicked 12 goals and they end up kicking 15 and beating you. So are you confident you've improved since that period in time?
Yeah, we have. We only had 18 more than in Perth the second time and we got a good result in that one. So we are improving all the time. And as you said before, we've got some younger players on our side. We've also got some older players. So just mixing, getting that mix right and, you know, the delivery right inside 50 will be crucial to us kicking a winning score.
And health of the group, you happy with that? Burjo's back. Is he giving you all the thumbs up?
Yeah, he's been really impressed. We've touched wood. We've been really lucky all year with our list, you know, to the stage where some players playing in the Magpies have had to play development and some haven't even played at all. So we've been very, very lucky and they've done a great job, you know, Burjo and his men. And, you know, we're looking going to these finals having probably only Homsch and Frampton as the only two that aren't available for selection.
Okay, and Homchi, that was he's had his op, has he? He had a floating something in his hip. So that's it. He's lined through him.
Yeah, he had his op last Wednesday, I think. He was in the Magpies game on the weekend, watching that on crutches. So it'll be a 5 to 6 week recovery for him, and hopefully, when pre-season comes around, he can start running and getting back to the form that we know Jack can get to.
Mm. And Matty Broadbent, I heard Ken Hinckley speaking earlier today. He intimated that the ankle's still giving him a bit of grief, and he's probably a week or two away from being at his best. So you need to continue deep into the finals for him to come back at AFL level.
Yeah, he played on the weekend against Sturt and he got through the whole game. But you know, as Ken said, he's still not quite 100%. But, you know, Brody at 90, 95% on our side can really help us if we need him. So we'll be keeping him going and hopefully we can get him himself fitter and you know, that ankle gets a bit better and he can have a bit of an impact for us if we need him.
I'm guessing Tom Jonas would be jumping out of his skin in terms of he's fit and he can do all the training but obviously suspended and can't get out and play. What's his mindset been like? Has he been a contributor to the rest of the group?
Yeah, Jonah's been in all meetings and done all the trainings and helped all the defenders out. And he's been a great help for our younger defenders in Cleary and Howard this year and Austin as well. But Howard and Cleary obviously playing at the moment. And he gives them some little tips here and there. So Jonah's been great around the group. He's really disappointed in getting those couple of weeks. But hopefully we can do the right thing and get a win this week and he can play the week after for us.
He'll get line coach of the year bash he can get up this week. I mean, if you had to... Seriously, Homch is out. If you had said to me a year ago or 2 years ago, Homch, Jonas and Trengove won't be in your finals bag six and you're going to do a good job and win, you'd bloody take that. How excited is the group, lady? What is their mindset? Because sometimes it can be, phew, thank goodness we made the eight. And then the other mindset could be, geez, now we're in, we can do some real damage.
Yeah, we're probably close to the second one, Robbie, I think, in the group. We've been out of the finals for 2 years now, and the boys are championing the bid to get back in the finals and show their wares in front of everyone. There's only eight teams left, so everyone's going to be watching every game, and our group is ready for that. We're not going to go over the top with anything new. We're going to keep the same thing what we've been doing all year, and hopefully that transfers into a win for us and we can get a, move forward and see what else we can do in September.
Mm. Hey, lady, just another one, slightly offbeat. You came from Richmond. Richmond have had a pretty big jump up the ladder. Have you been surprised by what they've been able to do this year?
No, I think, Dimmer said it all last year that they'll be back and they'll be better next year. And with the list they've got there and the new coaches and the coaches that stayed there, they've brought in some new ideas and whatever else, but the group always had the talent to bounce back and bounce back hard. And, they'll be feeling a little bit of pressure going into the first final, but the way they've been playing has been as good as anyone in the league, and they deserve to be where they are.
Well, Brendan, it's an exciting time because we're just 3 days away from the final series starting. Congratulations to your team and your club. You're in there as opposed to seven others. And look, there's no real standout favourite. So we hope it's a cracking final series and we wish you all the best.
Thanks for having me, guys.